Well, Dimitri, so I hear you're wondering about how I got here. You better record this. It's running already. Oh, evade the gizmos these days. Anyway, my father made his money as a landowner, a member of the petty gentry, but the way he really found his cash was when he invested in the Singer sewing factory that happened here in 1900 here in Podolsk. I mean, I lived very well. We had a large house done in the latest bourgeois fashions. I mean, we didn't live so far from Moscow, you know. We had one of the first cars in our town, a Dodge, I think. I learned French. As all the good bourgeois children were doing those days, I would sneak out. We didn't have photo ID in those days, and even if we did, let's be real here, this is Russia. Oh, why did I leave? Well, the country was going to shambles. I mean, Russia, it's not how it is these days, standing up toe-to-toe against the United States and the whole of the First World. Oh no, it was a much weaker place those days. We got in a war in 1905. We lost to the Japanese. Those Oriental upstarts, we lost to the Japanese. Oh, oy vey. It gets me up, worked up, thinking about this, and we had an emperor who had no vision. I mean, oy vey, 1905, we had a revolution, and all the underlying tensions, he introduces a Duma that, frankly, was no good, and even then he gets second thoughts, and he makes it fall apart further. I mean, the one man in the country who had the balls to do anything is Stolypin. He gets assassinated by the left-wing terrorists 3 years before I leave. I mean, the country was going to hell. And don't even get me started about World War I. I mean, in those days, we didn't know that it would end the way it would, but your great-grandfather, he knew. He saw the writing on the wall, and he told me, go west, young man. And in those days, it was really only Canada and some other people that would really, well, it's not quite true, but Canada. You know, a lot of old people, they'll tell you it was difficult. I mean, I was 20 years old, I was a sprightly young lad, I was attractive, and I was in Montreal. And here, they spoke French, and, well, I already knew a fair amount of French. I was quite the strapping young man in those days. I met your grandmother. Ooh, she had such a beautiful face, those lovely legs, but I think this is a story for another time. I'm very tired these days. I don't have the stamina that I used to.